Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Buruj, then we're continuing Surah Al-Buruj, learning the meanings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves on to give us certain statements. The first statement is the believers, لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار. The believers in ayah number
11.
Yeah, that's right. 11. Inna alladhina inna alladhina. Yes. آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. So لهم etc. To the end of the ayah. What is the statement here, my Allah? It's a promise. Allah's promise. Allah's promising what? Okay, so this is a promise from Allah.
No, you're going third. I'm going second.
Wait, okay. No, dude.
He called it first.
So, this is a promise from Allah. This promise to who?
To Allah.
To who?
Oh, wait, no. To
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. So you see, it is a promise to الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Now, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ means believe and do good deeds. Believe and
do.
I memorized 1 through 5.
Well, that was like eons ago.
If you have memorized it and it's not there, she will record it for you, and
oh,
then we will. We'll ask you to catch up next time. So believe and do good deeds. Now, why Allah is always in the Quran using the word believe and do good deeds? Why? Why do you think, huh?
No point in believing if you go around killing people.
That's right, exactly. There's no point in believing. What is the benefit that you get from believing? I mean, what is the good thing that comes out of believing? What is the product that comes out of believing? The product of believing is must be do good deeds, which is what? So Allah wants product of Amanu, which is believing.
Bless you.
Is belief is right?
Wait, is that
is that a
salt? That should be a
salt. As-salihati, yes.
Day is it today?
This word is right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, product of believing is doing good deeds. So based on that, Islam is a verb or noun? Islam is what? Is verb or noun? Huh? Islam is the word is Islam. Is it verb or noun?
Noun.
Verb.
Okay. It is verb.
Wait, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Isn't it promise to Allah, a promise from Allah to believe and do good deeds. That's saying that Allah is promising to us that He would do good deeds.
Why you? Are you a believer?
No, shouldn't it be worded, We should promise to Allah to believe in the deeds.
Promise from Allah to believe the ones who believe and do good deeds. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Promise from Allah.
Like from Allah to us?
Yes.
So Allah promised us that He will believe in the deeds.
No. If we believe and do good deeds, we go to Jannah.
Oh.
Those who believe, so we can have you. Those who? So based on that, Islam is a verb. So Islam is a verb or a noun? Verb. Because do good deeds. It has do. Okay. Islam is verb because it has to do. Okay. That's enough. That's fine. So Islam is verb because it has something that needs to be done. That needs to be done. The do. Do this. What is do? You always get tricked. People ask you and say, Islam is what? Islam is noun from as a language. So it's from language point of view. It's from language. Point of view. الصالحات. You can just write the number of ayah. الصالحات. Okay. So, in a language point of view, Islam is a noun. From from Islamic point of view, Islam is a verb. Why? Because it requires you to do things. You got it? So that's the trick here. That's the trick. So what's the trick? The trick is that I ask you what Islam is. Is it noun or a verb? Do you say it's noun?
Yeah, naturally.
Because that's the language. The language says Islam is noun.
But
it is actually not a noun. It is a verb because it says do good deeds. Do good deeds. Do good deeds. All right? But in language, it is verb. So that's why if you believe one way, what is the definition of hypocrisy? So, you believe? One way. And act on opposite. In an opposite way.
Is it kind of like hypocrisy?
Yeah.
Hypocrisy is believe one way, act. This is why we say what? Practice what you preach. So we say practice what you preach. Practice what you preach.
Breach or preach?
Breach. Is it preach with D?
It's preach. You preach is in a word.
Well, actually, yeah, breach are your pants. They are?
Bleach, not.
Bleach, no.
Preach. Practice what you preach.
Breaches are your pants.
Okay. So, practice what you preach. So, all these, when I ask you, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, It tells you what? It tells you, number one, that Islam is a verb, not a noun, because from a language point of view, it's a noun. But actually, Islam has to be a verb. Why? Because you have to do good deeds. Do good deeds. So that's why it is, we say Islam, not from a language point of view, it's a verb. And then the second thing we learn is that it's hypocrisy to believe one way and to act another way. And the third thing we need to learn is practice what you preach. So, what happens then? Let me ask you a quick question. In order to ask people not to smoke, you yourself have to be what?
Non-smoking.
Non-smoking, right. What if you smoke, but you, you're smoking, but you're preaching to people not to smoke?
Actually, everyone smokes because if you're in an environment where someone smokes, then you're technically a secondhand smoker.
Well, but that's, you're not smoking out of your...
That's from health point of view, but I'm saying description, you're a non-smoking person. Okay, go ahead.
Hypocrisy has an I in it.
Where?
Instead of the angry.
No, it's hypocrisy.
I say hypocrisy
is
like...
Oh, pretty sure it has an I.
Just use like the
I.
Okay.
Hypocrisy
has
an I in it, right?
Oh,
take it to... It doesn't matter.
The spelling doesn't matter. It's maybe
where?
An I instead of an A.
No, it doesn't matter because he publishes it on a website.
Yes.
He publishes it on a website? And there's a...
Yes, the website.
Oh, that
yes.
One.
You spell check.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now let me quiz you. What happens if you're a smoking person and you're smoking?
Then the people are like, they're gonna laugh at you.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, ha ha ha. You get to smoke and we can't. That's just totally unfair.
That's like a mom eating chocolate and saying children don't eat chocolate.
Exactly.
Does your mom actually do that?
So let me act it and see. I am smoking a cigar. Look at that. Look. It would be a lol. It would be a what? Lol. What is lol? Laugh out loud. What is it? Is that you are?
Lol.
What is that? It means you're smoking. You say, hey, kids, smoking is bad. Smoking is bad. Don't you ever smoke. Isn't that lol?
Smoking tastes horrible, but the nicotine that makes me addicted.
Yeah, I know.
But it tastes horrible.
Yeah, but we're talking about the act. Just hold on. Now, let me tell you, what if you are a smoking person and you want to preach to people not to smoke? Can you do that? In Islam, is there a way of doing that? Do Islam give you a way, give you the ability or the opportunity to preach to others that not to smoke even though you're a smoking person?
No.
Yes, there's a way. What is that way?
Oh, you don't smoke in front of them, but you're smoking like,
No, you don't smoke in front of them, and then you tell them that. You first start by admitting that you're wrong and you're guilty. So you say, okay, before I start and talk about smoking, okay, I'm a smoking person, and...
You smoke?
No, I'm saying this is how you preach to the people not to smoke, and you are a smoking person. So you say, before I start, I need to tell all of you that I smoke, okay? But I'm telling you that because I smoke, I feel how bad it is, and how addicting it is, and how difficult it is to get rid of. And I want to tell you that I am the first one guilty. I am the first guilty person. So, I am guilty of this, and I am wrong, and I am bad, and I want to quit, and I'm trying to quit, and I'm working hard to quit. Sometimes, it's like trying to lose weight. Sometimes I can stop smoking for a day or two, but then third day I just go back to smoking. And that is something awful. I don't want you to end up like me. I am the bad example. I am the bad example. Don't smoke, please. Don't smoke. Smoking is so bad. Smoking made my lungs bad. Smoking, you see how it is?
In health, we wanted to watch this video of a person who smokes and they took their arteries and they held it and they squeezed out all of the fat that caused, and it was like disgusting because it was like green goop.
That's
oh,
how disgusting.
Have you watched the movie Super Size Me?
Super Size Me? No.
But
anyway, back to the concept here. You got it? And Allah gets very upset from the people who preach something and don't do it. I'll give you one joke about that.
Oh my gosh.
I love this
joke.
Okay.
All right. There was a sheikh. There was a what? A sheikh. But he, like an imam. There was an imam, but he's a bad imam. He's a bad imam. He's a wicked imam. It's not good. So, but he gives nice speeches. Very attractive, convincing speeches. And he was one time giving the Friday khutbah. He's able to touch the hearts of the people with his khutbahs and speeches. All right? That's how skilled he is. But he never practices what he preaches in the khutbah. Okay. So what happened? He was giving a khutbah about donating to the poor and the needy. Donating to the poor and needy, and how good it is that you should donate all your food and money. Okay, it would be good if you donate all your food and money to them and try to work and acquire other food and money. So then he was able to convince the people who are listening to the khutbah. They were convinced. To his bad luck, his wife was attending this khutbah. His wife happened to attend the khutbah that he's giving, the speech. And she got convinced. She got convinced that she should donate all the food and the money to the charity. So she went home, and then she took all the food and the money, and she donated it to charity. Now the imam comes back home, and he says, "Hey, where's my dinner?" She tells him,
"It went to the charity."
"It went to the charity." He says, "What? You went to charity?" She says, "Yes. You touched my heart in today's khutbah, and I got convinced that we should donate all the money and the food to charity." So the guy got upset, and he told her, "You woman,
oh my God.
This is for them, not for us. This is what?
For them.
For them, not for us." Do you see the lol here?
Wait, can you say the story again? I wasn't here.
Yeah, the imam is a bad imam, and he was giving a speech about how to donate.
He's actually he can touch the hearts of other people, but he never practices.
Yes. He gives attractive, convincing speeches. He touches the heart of the people and convinces them to do good deeds, but he doesn't do them. So because he's wicked. So basically he gave a speech that he convinced people that it is good to donate their food and money to the charity. To his bad luck, during that speech, or Friday speech, his wife was there. So his wife was there, so she heard the speech and she got convinced. She went home and she donated all the food and money to the charity. Now he comes back home and he says, "Okay, you woman, where's my dinner?" She says, "I donated it to the charity. And I donated everything to the charity." So he got mad and he said, "You woman! This speech is for them, not for us." This speech is for them, not for us. Another big law. Another example, funny example, that there was an imam. There was an imam, okay, and he was passing by the masjid during the Asr time. During the prayer, the Asr time, the prayer time. So they called him, "Imam, Imam, come lead the prayer, lead the prayer. It's Asr time." He said, "No, today is my day off." Because he works for the masjid and that's his day off. So he said, "Today is my day off. I'm not coming to lead you in the prayer." Do you see the joke here?
No.
It's because we shouldn't have that.
He's an employee of the masjid, so he said, I'm not praying Asr because today is my day off.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Yeah, lol, exactly. You know, you see all these things? Now, another example. What happens if you are... No. If you preach to people to come and pray Fajr, but you're not showing for Fajr pray.
Okay, that's weird.
No, that's not weird. That is, you are actually turning people away from Islam when you do that. When you speak about, you know, high moralities and things like that, but you are like a crook, then you're really turning people away from Islam. Exactly. Leading by example is the best. So another thing to learn here is leading by example. All these concepts come out of what? All these points are coming up from believe and do good deeds. All right. Is it possible to believe and not do good deeds? It is impossible.
Yeah, it is possible.
How?
Someone can be like, I believe in Allah, but then he could be like, not pray.
What is the...
Like Zayn Malik, for example.
Yes.
That is so mean. Okay,
let me explain to you. Let me explain to you the difference between Islam and believer.
He claims himself as Muslim.
Exactly. Now, can you be a Muslim if you don't pray? Yes, you will still be considered a Muslim. So what is the difference between being a believer and being a Muslim?
Believer
is the person who actually taking Islam seriously. So if you're taking Islam seriously, you're a believer. But if you're not taking Islam seriously, you are a Muslim. You're a what? Muslim. So basically, anybody who says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, from a legal point of view, he's a Muslim.
I know, but what's the legal point?
The legal man, like, he's treated like a Muslim, meaning that when he dies, he gets buried where? In a Muslim cemetery. And if he comes to me, he wants to marry my daughter, I would say yes, because he's considered a Muslim. You got it? So from a legal point of view, he's treated as a Muslim, meaning that he's buried into Muslim cemetery and he can marry Muslim girls because he is officially a Muslim. Officially a Muslim. Yeah.
And he doesn't.
Well, it depends. He could be a person who really doesn't do anything in Islam, not even eating halal meat. But still considered, from an official point of view, still considered a Muslim. Now, who would be kicked out of Islam? The one who we allowed to, the one who denounces Islam. The one who denounces, a Muslim who denounces Islam, then from an official point of view, he's no longer a Muslim. Because he's saying, I am not a Muslim.
But then what if he, like, came back?
Oh. Then, you know, just like usual, Allah accepts repentance.
You know, there was this one video, it was like, these two guys were talking, and then one of the guys, he was like, I need to, Ramadan starting, I can't keep drinking and smoking, and the guy's like, you drink and smoke, bro? And he's like, yeah, why? And then he's like, but you don't eat pork, bro, right? He's like, stop, you don't let us stop.
Exactly. This is kind of ridiculous, and when you do the... do the major sins, but you're observant of the little sins. Huh? Of the little things.
Are Muslims allowed to smoke?
No, smoking is haram.
No, it doesn't say specifically. It just says don't do anything.
Don't do anything
that hurts.
Harmful, yes.
Intoxication.
Yeah, Allah gave you a general statement. Anything that's harmful is haram. So under that, you put drugs, you put smoking.
What if someone that's smoking prays?
does this prayers ever count?
Smoking
Whoa.
What?
Like, what if they don't mean in a bad way?
What do you mean they have not?
Oh, it's, you know, it's everything counts. And, like, he gets hasanat for the prayers, and then he gets sayyat for the for smoking. At the end, in the day of judgment, is what?
Balance.
It's a scale.
Wait, what if you have an exact balance? So where do you go?
You go to the mountain of Al-A'raf. Between a mountain between hell and heaven, separates hell from heaven, and
but
you
the
wait there.
The odds of you being, like, exactly in the middle is very low.
But, like, it might happen. There's
it's,
so many people
it's,
in the world.
Yeah,
possible.
It's possible to happen. And those people at the end go to Jannah, but those go to Jannah after the end of the Day of Judgment, or at the end. You got it? So they their punishment is that they stay on this mountain scared to death because they're looking at hell. And then they look at Jannah, and they are, oh, my God, just imagine that you're...
Are they starving right now, then?
That's simply boredom. You're already dead.
They are.
It's like in Greek mythology, you go to Elias.
No, because people in Jahannam can get hungry.
Yes.
People in
if you are outside, if you're outside, then you're not punished. You're not getting the hellfire punishment. You're getting the punishment of waiting. That's basically what it is.
The punishment of anxiety.
And anxiety, yeah.
Wait, no, mostly the boredom would be filled with looking at Jannah and then looking at hellfire.
But
and
if
imagine,
you were busy, you really wouldn't
like.
No, you will be.
Like,
you will have nothing to do except waiting on this mountain, looking here and crying and getting scared, and looking here and say, "Oh my God, oh my
I'm
God,
so
God
sorry.
I wish." So being really teased, and this is the stays until the end of the Day of Judgment, which is really a serious pain. Huh?
What if the person's, like, really, really religious, but then they smoke?
They take Islam seriously, but they smoke, again. Just goes under the balance.
What if they're trying to quit? Because then it's on the intention, so therefore they don't get bad deeds.
Yes.
It was just, like, they came to Islam,
and
they were already smoking, and so, right then they're pure, but they haven't, like, they're trying to quit, but they can't.
As long as they keep trying, Allah forgives them. You know the sin? The sins? Allah doesn't get tired of forgiving you until you quit trying to repent. You got it? When would Allah stop forgiving you? Huh?
When you stop trying.
Stop trying to repent. Stop trying to what? Repent. If you try to repent, which is like officially, like technically speaking, you're repenting. Okay, but you're going back to the sin, Allah will forgive you. And you, when you give up repenting, this is when Allah stops forgiving you. You got it? Allah said, I will never get bored of forgiving my slaves until they get bored of repenting. You repent billions of times, He forgives you billions of times. All right. So, this is what we get out of the concept of الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ.
How do you find all this stuff? Oh, it's actually easy. Every bullet point is off. Wow. It's small. Yeah, I think I'm going to do a very unorthodox manner, like everything else.
Do you do that?
Like
normal school
too? No, I don't think
that was good. Okay. Now, the reward is, there is, Allah, you notice that Allah is using the carrot and stick approach. The carrots and stick approach. Carrots is double T or single T?
A single T.
Single T and double R.
Double, yeah. There we go.
Carrots. Unless you're talking about the carrot, like, enjoy.
I like carrots.
Carrots is Jannah.
I like all vegetables and celery.
And steak is what? Ham. Yes, but here is the concept of the stick. Now, why is Allah using the stick and carrots, stick and carrots approach?
Sticks are supposed to burn and carrots are meant to be eaten.
Now, isn't that fairness? Isn't that fairness?
Well, what does that say?
Jannah and hell, which is fire. Now, carrots is Jannah, which means that, would you think, if you have a judge, think about it, if you have a judge, and this judge is treating the good guys like the bad guys, what would you say about this judge, who's treating the good guys like the bad guys? He uses...
Injustice.
He doesn't use the carrots and the stick approach. I would say he is not he's not a normal person. He's just like an idiot. I would say he's an idiot. Now, what would be the impact of this on the society? If bad guys and good guys are treated the same, then what happens to the society?
The world goes boom.
Yeah, bad guys will basically continue being bad. They will not stop. And it's going to be a disaster.
If it wasn't for Islam, we could all be bad guys.
If it wasn't for Islam and jails and courts, okay? So courts on earth make sure that they, and police and sheriff, they enforce the laws to make sure that carrots and approach is being followed. However, for those people who don't have religion, this is required. The law is required to do that. So this is done by laws. By laws. And this is done also by Islam or religion in general. So people who don't have religion, they go by laws. People who have religion, like Muslims, for example, like Muslims who take Islam seriously, they go by what? Both laws and religion. Both laws and religion. So what happens if something is declared to be halal by law, but it's haram in Islam?
It's haram.
It becomes haram. So this means like haram plus halal equals haram. Haram. Yes, exactly.
No, you never positive. No.
Positive.
Haram plus haram equals haram. Haram plus halal equals haram. The only times is halal plus halal is equals halal. Now, what I mean is that I mean this by law. By law. And this is by religion.
Geo, bro.
Geo.
Okay. For example, in the American law, you're allowed to drink if you're above 21. But in Islam, you're not. So what's the outcome?
Not.
It's not. It's haram.
Positive times negative. Okay.
And so forth. You know. And
that's because good plus evil, the evil overrides the good, and so therefore...
No, the good evil overrides evil.
Yeah.
Instead, evil overrides good.
I don't know, is it legal to marry your cousin in the United States?
No, that's illegal.
Yes,
it's illegal to marry your first cousin?
Oh, you can.
Ew.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, wait, never mind. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
But
it's
let's say...
It's illegal in Islam.
Let's say the law says...
No,
you
know
it's
not.
It's recommended
that you marry your cousin.
What?
No,
it's
not.
No,
it's not.
Order in the court.
But you guys... but you guys get what I mean here.
Is your cousin be Irish?
You guys get what I mean.
Yes.
If the law, if the law,
guys,
if the law says that you cannot marry your cousin, Islam says you can.
Then you can't.
Because you get haram by the law and halal by religion. So it ends up.
So for something to be halal,
it has to be on. Yes, we're both. Here it is halal plus haram equals haram also.
But why not just like move to somewhere else?
That's like if you have a buffet,
by law,
if you have a choice,
by law of the land,
peanut butter and pizza, you can have both, but you can restrain to having only one. But if you have peanut butter and pizza, then you can't have like carrots because it's not there.
That makes no sense.
Yes, that did. You guys just
okay, but you get the point here. You get the point.
Everybody's like on.
So this is the concept of carrots and sticks. So Allah says, let me give you an example. Let's say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's use a human's example, like a simplified example. Let's say you have two slaves. Okay, those two slaves, you made them, you created them. You are the one who made them and created them.
Don't do that.
Okay? And then, when they are grown up, you tell them, okay guys, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust you with $3,000 plus a car and give you 3 days. $3,000 plus a car and give you 3 days. And I want you to use the money and the car and the time to go to Mecca. To go where? Mecca. And do Hajj.
That's impossible.
I thought you were going to say...
Just an example. I want you to use these $3,000 and the car to go to Mecca and the 3 days to go to Mecca and do Hajj. And do what?
Wait, is it December?
Hajj.
Like, is it Hajj time?
Or let's say 1 week so that it's enough to make Hajj. All right? You got it? And then one slave will take the money and will take the car, and instead of going to Mecca for Hajj, he goes to Las Vegas.
What?
Okay?
You're like a bridge connecting.
No, drives to Las Vegas and then use the $3,000. He gambles with them. And then he loses the $3,000 and then he sells the car. And he gambles with the money of the car, and then he loses the car.
Oh my God.
And then you send the angel of death to arrest that person and bring him to authorities, to judgment, to the court. And the other person did exactly what you wanted to do, to be done. He drove to Mecca, he did the Hajj. And then you send him the angel of death also to arrest him and bring him to authorities. Oh, come on now. Don't be shallow. Okay, take the meaning. Go understand. Don't look at the cosmetics of the meaning.
Example.
Now, what would you do? Are you going to hooray both?
No.
Say hooray!
Good job
for both of you. No.
No.
Then what happens if there is no carrots and steak? Now give me, if we don't have carrots and steak, give me one reason why should I fight my selfishness? Why should I fight my greed?
Out of the goodness of your heart so other people are not hurt.
Exactly. Out of the goodness of your heart. But what if you don't have this goodness in your heart?
Everybody does.
No. People, there are mean people and there are criminals and there are thugs and there are crooks.
It's yin and yang.
What?
Y'all, we aren't Chinese.
Every bad has at least one speck of good out. Every good has
yin and yang.
No, the Pharaoh, I challenge you to come up with a good thing in the Pharaoh. You know, there are people that don't have, or they have a lot of mean things. Now,
they kill everyone in the world.
Yes, but the thing is that he also let... His wife keeps the baby, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's
good.
Yes.
Huzzah! Told you.
Burn! Okay.
Anyway, you got the point that it is a motive to do charity. It is a motive to do good deeds. So that is the stick and Peretz approach. What do you think the following ayahs will talk about? We'll talk about the stick approach. So next ayah talks about stick approach.
Oh man, no way. Isn't it like,
don't worry.
Hold on. I go to 11. Every class do I have to say that? I go to 11. About stick. So it says, Inna Batsha Rabbika. Hey, girls and boys. So it says, Inna Batsha Rabbika Lashadid. The punishment of your Lord is severe. So,
didn't you say, like,
Allah is saying,
that's one of his names,
right? Yes. The Batsha Rabbika Lashadid means he's the worst. He gives the worst ever punishment. No one can punish you as much as Allah will punish you. Why? If I punish you in this life, I can only punish your body, but I cannot punish your soul. In the grave, you get sort of nightmares that will punish your soul, but not punish your body.
But you can get nightmares. If you have nightmares,
like the nightmares that you get in the grave, which is the punishment of the grave, are going to be really bad, worse than you ever guided.
Like,
just like when you're sleeping, you get nightmares. Okay, even though I look at you, you're sleeping at your bed, but you are not in your bed. You are somewhere getting nightmares, somewhere else. You got it? Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, so the day of judgment, Allah punishes you in hell on your body and your soul together. Body and soul. So your body is in pain, your soul is in pain. In this life, if I give you, like if I drug you during a surgery, for a surgery. If I drug you for a surgery, would you feel any pain?
And if you gave it like
no, why not? Because you can only punish the body in this life. You can't punish the soul. Once you drug the body, the soul is not going to feel any pain. Yes?
The next ayah talks about the stick.
Yes. Inna batsha rabbika lashadid.
About the stick?
Yes. Talks about the stick.
Okay.
Oh,
you got it? You got that concept? So, could it be worse than hellfire punishment, which falls into, which is applied into body and soul together? Could it be worse than that? Nothing worse than that. Your body burns several times continuously, and the soul is suffering. And there's a pain on the soul, there's a pain on the body, there's a pain everywhere. It is the worst punishment. Go ahead.
So, for example, if you die when you're a baby, then when you go to Jannah, then which body would you be in? Would you be in your baby body, or would you be in like your 35-year-old
body? No, body. Baby body.
Why?
That's it. Babies who die before they are adults, they go to Jannah as young children. The children that wander around and play around.
There's children that wander around?
Yes, yes. They're cute children that are in Jannah. They'll be very cute.
You're inside Jannah / hellfire. You're in the body that...
You guys are dismissed.